Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
No offense to young Jesse, but doesn't it seem like Jarrett Carlin has been gone for a month and a half?
It does.
Yeah?
Yeah. It really, really does. I wonder if he's feeling compelled to stuff his face every morning at 10 a.m. on vacation. Do you think he does?
Oh, yes. Some things never change. History of the dubious nature for your Arizona Diamondbacks. Torrey Lovello's team was wrecked by the San Francisco Giants 10-3 yesterday at Oracle Park. The loss marked their 23rd straight road defeat, setting a new major league record, which had been held by the 1943 Philadelphia A's and the 1963 New York Mets. Backup catcher Kurt Casale, a 165 hitter, did much of the damage yesterday, going 3-for-5 with 4 runs batted in, including a 2-run homer. Mike Yastrzemski and Mauricio Dubon also had 2 runs batted in each for the Giants, who handed the D-backs their first road sweep in San Francisco since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
The road losing streak is on hold for now. D-backs return home to face the Dodgers in what should be a cakewalk of a series for them this weekend, on Father's Day weekend. But the overall losing streak is at 14 games. The D-backs are now 20-50 on the season. And tonight it's Caleb Smith on the mound against Trevor Bauer. 6:40 first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. I watched the last couple innings of that game yesterday. Somebody tweeted me and summed it up rather succinctly. It's like watching a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
It's just depressing.
No, it really, really is. And I'm really going to be interested as to what this means for Torrey Lovello. We all know it's not his fault. Is he going to pay the price at some point in time?
But wait, 14-game losing streak, 23 in a row on the road.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain point of a losing streak where there's got to be some culpability for the manager, is there not?
Right.
Yeah, and the players have to wear it, then everybody's got to wear it.
Yes. But this is exactly what I said a month ago when I said the Diamondbacks are setting that man up to fail.
Yes. Just didn't think to this degree.
Yeah.
Don't feel too bad, though, D-backs fans. That road losing streak record might not last long. The Baltimore Orioles did their best D-backs impersonation yesterday. They lost by the exact same 10-3 score in Cleveland last night, bringing their road losing streak to 19 straight games.
Wow.
Like the D-backs, they are home this weekend, but they're back on the road June 24th to start a 10-game trip to Toronto, Houston, and L.A. to play the Angels.
Okay, that sounds to me like we have got a tankathon going on between the Diamondbacks and the Orioles right now.
Yeah, I think we expected it from the Orioles, though.
Two of my three favorite teams. Literally, the Orioles are my favorite team, and the Diamondbacks I root for, too, because I'm out here.
Who's the third team?
Washington Nationals.
Who has three favorite teams in the same sport? You're doing it wrong.
Well,
Jesse, pick a team,
so
man.
So you're obviously from the Beltway?
My dad is.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, pick a team.
The Orioles are my favorite team, okay. But I also root for the Nationals and the Diamondbacks when they're not playing the Orioles.
All right, shut your microphone off. There will be a Game 7 in the Milwaukee-Brooklyn series. The Bucks rose up and slowed down the Nets last night in Milwaukee 104-89 to force that deciding Game 7. Chris Middleton went off for 38 points. Giannis added 30 for Milwaukee, who did a better job of containing Kevin Durant. He had 49 points in Game 5. Held to just 32 last night.
Mm.
Didn't get much help either. Game 7 will be in Brooklyn on Saturday night. Tonight, 2 Game 6s in the NBA playoffs, including one the Phoenix Suns. We'll be watching closely. The LA Clippers host the Utah Jazz at Staples Center. With a win, the Clippers can punch their ticket to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in their 51-year franchise history. They'll attempt to do it without Kawhi Leonard. He suffered a knee injury in Game 4. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz is progressing, is the word that he used, to be a game-time decision, and
wow,
more curious language, Mike Conley Jr., who's missed this entire series with a hamstring, is working toward a return to the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope so.
It's in listening to Donovan Mitchell after Game 5, there seemed to be no doubt that he was going to play.
Yeah, and now there is. So that game gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Preceding that is Game 6 of the Philadelphia-Atlanta series. Sixers trying to bounce back from a disastrous 26-point blown lead in Game 5. They need a win to stay alive against the upstart Hawks. That game tips off from Atlanta at 4:30. There's a trade going down in the NBA. The Boston Celtics sending veteran guard Kemba Walker to the Oklahoma City Thunder, along with Boston's number 16 pick in this year's draft and a 2025 second-round draft pick. The Celtics will receive veteran Al Horford back in Boston and youngster Moses Brown, along with a 2023 second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of a curious move for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They completely tore down their team, and now they're taking on Kemba Walker?
The trade didn't do much for me on either side. It was just proof to me that, okay, now that Danny Ainge is out, the Celtics are trying a different path.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you about Kemba Walker. I'm not sure what the attraction was, but whatever.
Phoenix Mercury in L.A. tonight for a second straight game against the Sparks. They won their first match, the Sparks did, on Wednesday night. That game gets underway at 7:30. You can see it on CBS Sports Network. Phoenix Rising on the road tomorrow night in California, taking on San Diego Loyal SC. Rattlers also on the road in IFL play, visiting the Duke City Gladiators tomorrow night in a game that kicks off at 5:05. And second round action at the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Russell Henley is your leader. He shot a 4-under-67 yesterday, yet to tee off today, but he's one stroke better than Richard Bland, Louis Oosthuizen, and Dylan Wu, and Francesco Molinari.
Richard Bland?
Yes. John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele, all two strokes off the lead right now.
Yes, if Richard Bland stays atop the leaderboard, it will indeed be a Bland U.S. Open. Thank you. I'm here for the next 4 hours.
Give it up for our next comic, everybody. Yeah. Don't forget to take care of your wait staff. There you go. There's your splash for Friday, June 18th.